Christians in the club, oh my God. They done let them Christians in the club, oh my God. They done let them Christians in the club, oh my God. They done let them Christians in the club, oh my God. They done let them Christians in the club, oh my God. They done let them Christians in the club, oh my God. They done let them Christians in the club, oh my God. They done let them Christians in the club, oh my God. They done let them Christians in the club, oh my God. Look at all these Christians in the club. Look at all my fellas showing love. We done brought the bar. Now what you think exactly? Tell the bartender we serving virgin daiquiris. I wanna party so.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, that's right. That K. Joe said, man, they done let the Christians in the club. And I was finna cut it off when he said, but I realized on that part, he said they done bought the bar out. And I need to make sure you heard the next part that he told the bartender that we're fixing virgin daiquiris. I didn't want y'all to go out and talk about keep playing music by the Lord and them buying out the bar in the club and all that stuff. He said we fixing virgin daiquiris. All right, so all right, Big Drake, man, we got to hit the stuff that a lot of our listeners come to hear us talk about because they know we're so passionate, not only about football, but football that comes out of the glorious state of Alabama and deep in the heart of SEC country, man.
So yes, sir.
This week, man, Bama played Tennessee. And again, this is coming off the heels of Tennessee thrashing South Carolina up at, and they ain't thrashing, but they beat them up at Tennessee. And so one of my coworkers is a Tennessee grad, and you know, he was all he was throwing up his W's Thursday as we was leaving, and I said, "So what's that?" He said, "That's what we gonna get today. This week." I said, "What? Y'all gonna get some wings?" So, brother, that's on the W, you getting us some wings. I tell him, I said, brother, Bama gonna beat y'all by 40. I don't care what you say. He said, I think we're gonna. I said, brother, do not be deceived. Bama is gonna beat you by 40. And they almost did. They beat him by 35. So, man, but Tennessee thought they had a chance, man.
I'm sorry, Kim. I don't see how that was possible. I mean, you play well against a few good teams, but in the end, those good teams show that they're a better team.
Yeah.
And then you do beat, you know, you said here, let's call South Carolina what they are. They just iffy.
Yeah, they are.
You don't know how Clowney going to play. You don't know if he's going to be Clowney, the dominating defensive end, or if he's going to play like a Bigfoot clown.
A sissy boy.
You don't know who you're going to get at quarterback. You don't know if you get this gunslinging sharp dude or this dude that with the shaved head who looked like he belonged in the Ku Klux Klan.
That's it. That's
you
it.
You don't know who you're getting with South Carolina. So, you messed up. And, hey, kudos to you. You got the W. We ain't talking about wins. You got the wings. You got the win. I don't know how that translates into, oh, we going to give Bama a run for their money. I don't see it.
I think that was the fan in him talking. And it's good. You got to, you know, you got to pray for good things to happen, you know, even when you don't see. You know, the Bible tell you is faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. But even faith should have told you that was never going to happen on that. Said, Lord, don't let nothing slip up on you. He didn't let that butt whooping slip up on you. You should have known where Bama's going to go. And again, Tennessee plays very, very well at Tennessee. That's not the case when they get on the road. And they had to go into Bama. And I didn't know this until late last night. Did you know all last week when Tennessee's players was being interviewed that they would not refer to Bama by name? They called them the red team.
Wow.
I did not know that. Big Drake, as I led the show out, you do not call out the champ. As bad as I hate Bama, Bama is the champ. You don't talk trash to the champ. And like you say, one great thing about Coach Saban is Coach Saban never allows his players to do any crap like that. No, you don't call the champ out. So Alabama said, after the game, some of their players, now, I don't know if they said it in the press conference because Nick Saban would probably suspend him for the next game, or if they did it on Twitter or wherever it was, or it may have been some of the fans, but say, I bet you know our name now.
Yeah. Yeah, for real.
Yeah, so all week they referred to Bama as the red team.
You know what? I don't know why, but I know previously in the season, Ole Miss quarterback went to yapping off at the mouth. And I can't remember if there was another team that also went yapping off at the mouth at Alabama.
It don't bode well, bro.
I don't see why. I mean, I don't get it. I don't get it. Well. So I'm going, I'm getting ready to face Goliath. if I stay humble, I might be able to beat him.
They have a shot.
But I'm going to go stir him up.
Yeah, I'm going to make sure.
Hey, you know what this reminds me of?
Who's
the commercials messing with Sasquatch? I'm going to go ahead on it and piss him off.
Let me put this lipstick on Sasquatch.
Come on, man. You don't want to go messing with Sasquatch.
Yeah, dog. I don't understand it, man. I don't understand it. So you're just going to refer to that red team. Okay. All right.
All right.
I bet you know that now. I bet you know who that red team is now. So they got that wood put to them nonetheless from that red team. And again, you know, I feel like my boys, if we continue to play what we are playing, I feel like we have a good we're going to end with a very solid season. But I refuse to go and call anybody out before we play. We got Arkansas up next. I think if we go and we do what we're supposed to do, we should be able to be very competitive in this Arkansas game. We should be able to go to Arkansas and be very, very competitive. I ain't calling nobody out, bro.
No.
I'm not calling nobody out. So,
no.
So, but Tennessee, obviously, they live by a different mantra. I don't know what that mantra is. I think that's, you know, let's see how bad we can piss these boys off.
Yeah,
so
let's see how bad we can drill.
Yeah.
I love getting drilled.
Yeah. Oh, I like it. Oh, yeah. And I will say, man, you know, again, I think I said it at the start. In the first couple games, it probably didn't look like it. And thought we were just talking as fans. But I said at the start of the season, I think we have three of the best running backs in the country. And I think our running game now is showing that we have four, including our quarterback. But I think our running game is continuing to show. And what we said at the beginning of the season, I think other people are starting to see that we have three of the best, if not the best, running backs. But I'll tell you somebody that has two or three other ones that are pretty doggone good as well, and that is that Alabama Crimson Tide.
Yep.
Boy, when they do not lose anything, I venture to say this year, I don't know if Yeldon may be hurt, not 100% or what, but I venture to say Kenyon Drake may be toting that pill a little bit stronger when he come in right now. I mean, that boy run hard.
He does. I don't know either. I don't know if it's the old man, but I'm with you. He's not the same as he was last year.
And Big Drake, I wonder, is his spotlight this year? You know, last year with Eddie Lacy, it was Eddie Lacy beat you. And then all of a sudden, here come these fresh legs, and he like, oh, Eddie already beat you down. All I got to do is run past you now.
Yeah.
But now there's his show, and he got to do the beat you. And then we very well may be seeing that just that. Then here come these fresh legs, Kenyon Drake. He's like, okay, all I got to do is run past you now. Because Yeldon to beat you down for the next, you know, he been churning out the yards. But that very well may have been what's been now that I think about it, that's kind of been the case throughout this reign of terror Alabama's been putting on. You know, because when Mark Ingram was playing, everybody was saying, well, the better running back is the second running back anyway. You know, because and then it was backup but it now plays for Indianapolis Colts, Trent Richardson. And then when Trent got the reins, well, nobody said Eddie was better. But nonetheless, Eddie would come in and was like, oh, Eddie's averaging like 20 yards a carry when he does come in. And then it gave to Yeldon. And now we see, like I say, Yeldon is giving way to Kenyon Drake. And it very well may be that you know, that those first people come in and just beat them down to a pulp. And then when the other boy come in, whoever it is, it's just like, oh, my God, Jesus reincarnated again. And he plays for Alabama Crimson Tide as a running back.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, Tennessee could not stop him in any way, shape, form, or fashion. All right, and so that means next week, Bama. Oh man, I didn't print up the prior. So we'll talk about it because I got them on the pick'ems. So then Alabama. We played last week. Was the big game. And big props, man, to all our listeners, man. I had a lot of folks texting me after the game, texting me as if I played in the game. And I was wondering, I had flashback, and I was like, did I play Saturday? I don't remember. But nonetheless, man, folks are showing a lot of love. It seems that we was in prime time. A lot of people watched our game, and a lot of people seen what we had already been seeing, is that we had a pretty doggone good team. Man, our boys just showed up out there at College Station. And fourth quarter, that D-line put that wood to Johnny Manziel.
Well, I want to say that I think I'm doing a lot of repeats. I think I said this a couple shows ago. I mean, a coach really does make a difference. And if you look at college to pros, take, for instance, Kansas City.
Yep.
They got themselves a pretty good coach.
Same
team. A decent quarterback. They got themselves a new coach.
Yep.
Now, what's very intriguing to me about Kansas City is last year these cats had like 9 Pro Bowlers on their team.
I know.
9 Pro Bowlers.
Same team.
And then they won 3 games or so.
Same team.
But they got themselves a coach.
Yep.
You look at the Saints.
Yep.
We had a coach.
Yep.
We did pretty good.
Roger Goodell, we lost our coach.
Then we lost our coach. And now we got him back. We 6-1, should be 7-0.
Yep.
You look at Auburn. Same team. Same team.
Added a Nick Marshall. But after Jonathan Wallace came in for the fourth quarter, I would venture to say Nick is good. Nick is good.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if we didn't have Nick, if we have Nick or Jeremy Johnson, and if we had the exact same team from last year, I still think we'd be far superior than we was last year with this coaching staff.
You know, we would be better in every phase of the game.
Yes.
I just don't know. Well, compared to last year, I just don't know if it would equate it to as many wins as we have. I don't know who would have beat.
I think we have. Now, we wouldn't have beat Texas A&M, I don't think. And yeah. Ole Miss game would have been, iffy. But none, it would have still been a better team all around.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
And not just the head coach. All of our coaches are far superior, bro.
Coach Garner got that D-line with the
Nets. Oh, yeah, bro. When Coach Garner and Coach Johnson, I think, prescribed to, you know what, I'm just going to put the best talent we got on the field and stop worrying about whether it was a freshman or a sophomore or if my senior to play the snap. When they decided for every play I'm going to put the best player available on the field, bro, I think everything changed. Because sometimes you'll see the whole front four is all freshmen. They have played some series, some downs, where all four our freshmen are in the game. And then you got D Ford back this week. Or he came back last week, I think, against Texas A&M. Well, yeah, against Texas A&M. Yeah, D Ford came back.
D Ford been back since like Ole Miss.
Was he back Ole Miss game?
Yeah, if you really look at these last few games, D Ford has been averaging one, maybe two sacks a game.
Oh yeah, he's
been back for a while.
And, but even Gabe Wright's been balling out with you. You alluded that week before last. Said
sure.
Gabe was really playing. Gabe played lights out against Texas A&M. And again, my big horses, my freshman boys got in there. I mean, we didn't lose a step. So we got a consistent rotation of 6 to 8 guys that can come in on the defensive line, and no matter who in the game, we're going to bring that wood to you.
Yeah, really.
And if we could just kill that lone flickering spot. Last week was phenomenal because he got concussed, and concussing him was the best thing that could happen. I would not be angry if Jake Holland got concussed every week, just so that we can keep him off the field and keep Frost. I started that middle linebacker. But that defense, man, there's something about that Auburn defense come that second half, that third and fourth quarter, man. Our defense, and there ain't no something about it. It's in what we talked about last year about what some of our issues was. And some of this is in the fabric of being of developing men.
Yes.
And men knowing how to dig down deep when everything, when some of the stuff I've practiced ain't working, that I still ain't going to quit. I'm going to fight you to the tooth, to the death. And that's what we got. We got cats. Oh, yeah, you done cut us up for the first, that LSU, you done cut us up for the first two quarters. But get what? I'm still going to win. I'm still coming to fight you and hit you in the mouth. Even though you, okay, ooh, you just gained 75 yards or something. That's cool. I'm still going to line back up and punch you in the mouth again and try to stop you from getting 75 again. And come third, fourth quarter, one of us going to get tired. and at this point, man, it's been the other team, man.
I have been really impressed with our conditioning. And one of my former teammates, he's a close to the team, Wayne Dickens, like I mentioned him once before. He was telling me that he is pretty in close with the strength and conditioning coach. I can't remember his name, but he, the strength and conditioning coach went ahead and put him through a workout. And, you know, as much as I love Coach Yawks, as much as Wayne loved Coach Yawks, and you know, people that see me now, they see how big I am. But I was this big when I came to college, and then through Coach Yawks, I had a body transformation.
Coach Yawks transformed you.
Yeah, people saw that. So I'm like, I'm all for Coach Yawks. But Wayne was like, man, I mean, some of the stuff that this guy was putting me through, it was like we're on Mars. I mean, this is just some, you know,
futuristic.
It's just some real. It's effective stuff, but it's different. It's stuff that you don't think of. Then when you think of it, and when he got you going through it, you're like, this makes so much sense. And, I mean, he just cut above, I guess is the phrase I'm looking for. He's next level. He's just a step above with, I guess, some of these other coaches out there doing. Because if you really play close attention, no matter if it's offense or defense, late game, none of our players are tired at all.
No, they're not winded.
At all. And last year, oh my God, we were so much out of shape.
It was a second win.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, it's like we get stronger as the game goes on.
Yeah.
And that goes from the offensive line, the linebackers, as well as our running backs. Trey Mason gets stronger as the game goes on. Cap gets stronger as the game goes on.
Yeah.
So Wayne really, old buddy got Wayne's seal of approval.
Yes, yeah, okay. Without a doubt.
Yeah, okay.
Without a doubt. And they play these, I guess right before the game, they play these clips. You know, this I'm pretty sure they do in any other stadium. But it shows little clips that I'm working out. And these guys doing sprints, it looked like they're at the beach. It looked like they're at the beach. I don't know if they're really doing it or if that was just a clip that they say, hey, we need to film this for this spot, so let's go down to the beach and run sprints.
Uh-huh.
They're running sprints in the beach. They got boxers just as tall as them, and in a single bound, they jump in these boxes.
Wow.
And they're doing some stuff I can't even remember. It was so like, did you just
where did they get this from?
Yeah, I mean, the athleticism that it takes to do some of these drills is amazing by itself. I mean, I'm sitting there thinking, I can't do that. I can't do that. I don't think I could have done it then when I was on the team. But, you know, obviously he knows what he's doing. And I think the proof is in the pudding. Beyond how we're playing, just the endurance that we have. I mean, I hadn't seen us tired at all.
No. Not one game. I mean, like you said, I mean, it seems as if the longer it goes, the stronger we're getting, man. And that's been consistent all season. So it has to be something in the doggone strength and conditioning. So Saturday, got a chance to watch the FAU, and I know you went. This was my first time seeing Jeremy Johnson. Even though I was a little disappointed, I really only got to see a quarter of him because second half we went to some whole nother kind of offense that I don't. I guess it was the character. Coach Gus just didn't want to run the score up, but I didn't like it. I did want to run the score up, but
that's all it was. Because after that first quarter, I mean, it was real evident
that these.
I mean, it was real evident, and I personally respect what Gus did. He just went, you know, we just go. Because even when I like to call him JJ, when JJ came on in that very first play, he bombed touchdown.
That's what I was finna get to. That was my first time real in-game action, and I said, oh, crap, Marshall hurt. Okay, I get to see JJ. I was like, all right, so, man, they're going to give him a couple plays, then I get a chance to see this arm. Nope, first play of the game. Bomb, 60-yard touchdown. That was amazing.
I don't think. I mean, 45-10. I left a little early. I'm thinking that's the end. That was the end of the score, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's enough. That's more than plenty. I don't think you need to keep running up. I mean, what is it going to prove? We already know that Auburn's better than them. You know what I mean? What is it going to prove? So, I was okay with the play calling. Matter of fact, I had a chance to bring Lil Gotti and Dury B to the Letterman's Lounge. Got a chance to see the Letterman's Lounge sitting there. Yeah. So we went there, hung out there. And, I mean, at one point, the game kind of got boring. I was at a catch-22 because I'm like, and I shared this with Wayne. I'm like, hey, you know, we're getting blown out. It's kind of boring. But I'm happy it is boring, and I'm happy we do or we are able to blow somebody out because last year, Florida Atlantic was the only game we were winning. Those are the only teams we were beating last year. You know, so I'm happy we're blowing somebody out, but are y'all ready to go?
And last year, the only blowout we got was take Alabama A&M. I'm with you on that.
And I went on record saying that we had lost to A&M. I was gonna murder somebody.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I probably would have. I would have posted your bail. So
yeah,
I understand it. I'm putting this bail up. We good. So, but man, so the boys looked really good yesterday. Man, was good. Like I said, got a chance to see Jeremy Johnson get in. That was exciting. Kyle Frazier got a chance to play some quarterback. Played a lot of quarterback actually.
Dude, that was bulked up, man.
Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. I don't know what he gonna end up at. I'm interested.
He'll be back at free safety.
That's what I'm thinking, bro. I'm interested to see him go through spring drills and then finding where he fits and giving him a whole offseason to determine what he wants to do. You know what I'm saying? But the size, speed that he still has, because some of them burst through the middle, the speed he still got.
Huh.
Dog, I want to see Jeremy. I want to see this boy, Kyle Frazier. I want to see him D somebody up, man, and smack somebody on that line, bro.
Yeah.
I want to see him meet somebody that star linebacker or free safety, whatever position we call it now. I want to see him line up close to the line, man, and lay that wood on somebody.
Yes, I agree. And watching him. Watching him on the field, I mean, this is being honest. He looks like a free safety trying to play quarterback.
He does. He's like you brought in a defensive player to take a couple snaps at quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he's bulked up. I mean, he was always a nice sized cat anyway, but he didn't lean up and bulked up, but he looked like a defensive player. And I think if we just, you know, I know they're trying to find ways to put him on the field because they love his attitude. They love the things that he's done. Hey, let's reward him by getting him some game time experience. And I was just thinking, you know, all the issues that we've had at free safety were, you know, cutting the guy because he wanted to do something stupid. We had one guy injured. You know, we only really have one guy left who's done a decent job. Why not just let him go back there, a game like this, let him play free safety, let him get used to that, because the free safety now is going to be a senior. Matter of fact, I know him. He's graduated.
Yes.
You know, this kid, he's already graduated.
That's right.
Yeah. Go ahead and play Frazier back there. Not play him, but, you know,
Let him get some action, man. Let him practice. Let him stay with the boys.
Why not play him back there instead of letting him run the Wildcat? What sense does that make?
I didn't see any benefit in him running the Wildcat Saturday.
What sense does that make? Well, I'm not a coach, but, whatever.
Yeah, I agree, man. I saw no sense in adding him to the Wildcat. Let Jeremy Wallace get them snaps. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Let Jeremy Wallace get all those snaps. Frazier ran the Wildcat for a whole quarter. The whole third quarter, he ran the Wildcat. And that's kind of what I mean when I didn't like that I'm cool with not running the score up. But I would have liked to see Jeremy Wallace get a chance to just play quarterback. Not call all the deep passes, but let Jeremy Wallace throw a couple passes too. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to run the score up on these boys, but I do want to let some of my other players play football.
Yeah.
And Jeremy Wallace is a quarterback. Don't just let him hand the ball off. Don't just let Kyle come in and just run the Wildcat. You know, run a truncated version of our offense. But let Jeremy get some good quality snaps in and try to see – let the second team run some good quality touchdown drives. You know what I'm saying? To me, I don't think that's running up the score by letting my entire second team run – get in there and try to execute the offense, at least, some level of the offense. That's all I would have liked to have seen, man. Yeah. All right, Big Drake, let's make some of these picks for next week, man.
All right,
so we got Texas Tech and Oklahoma State in Lubbock. Texas Tech is 6-1, I guess. It's they lost. Oklahoma State coming in, I think, 6-1 as well. Who you got?
TT.
I'm rolling with TT, man. I like Killingsbury, and I like what he's doing with that program. I picked him this week. He lost for me. It doesn't matter. Maybe the Lord showed it to me, he showed me. I saw the wrong Oklahoma. He meant Oklahoma State and not Oklahoma.
That dude looked just like Ron Gosley, though.
Who?
The actor.
Ron Gosley.
The head coach, Killingsbury.
Yeah,
he looked just like, trying to think of what movies he's played in.
What movie is Ron?
He's played in a bunch of them, really.
Was he in the bank robber series,
Ocean's 11?
Was he in the Ocean series?
I don't think he was. I don't think he was.
Okay.
But he was just, Sports Center, Game Day did a little thing on him, and I guess, sometimes you just wonder, like, wow, how did things happen for this guy so fast? And
yeah.
He admitted when he was in college and he was playing, I think he finished fifth in the Heisman Trophy one year. And he was like, I was a punk. He said, I couldn't coach me. I thought I knew everything. I was this, I was that. But you get older, you learn things, you get better, and you treat people better. He said, but I was just a flat-out punk. And they showed clips of him. And he's like, now, as an adult, I'm embarrassed the way I acted. I hope one day Johnny Manziel sees this, one day looks back and actually is embarrassed the way he's at. But he was like, I went and played pro ball for 3 years, which I really didn't play. I was just never really panned out. And then, I got onto a coaching staff, and 5 years later, I'm a head coach. That's pretty amazing. I mean, I ain't gonna say a bust because I don't think he was like a number one pick, but for whatever reason, his NFL career didn't work out.
Yeah,
he gets on a
prolific college player to never touch the field NFL players.
To never touch the field NFL. He gets on the coaching staff, and I'm just looking at people I know, my brother included, the struggles he's having to have, with college coaches, players, former players that. Who went pro and everything and now have come back and just the little struggles that they have and I ain't gonna say no names but one cat like was at Alabama A&M he's like this sucks I can't get a job not saying anything bad about HBCUs Mike
but he had the job he want to be at
considering where he's been SEC dominant SEC player. Pro ball, now he's back, and now he's having a struggle. And I'm not going to say that. No, bump it. everybody that I see struggling is black. I think everybody thinks that, oh man, these dudes are some racist cats. We talk about race every show. Yeah, we do talk about race every show because this is our way to deal with some of this foolishness y'all put us through.
It really is. Yeah. At least we're laughing about it and we're not on a roof shooting you down. That's all I'm saying. It could be worse. You could not hear it and you feel a bullet in your chest. So
I mean, he went from, and they didn't even go into, okay, well, he went from this school to that school to that school. But, well, he was, they did Johnny Manziel, and he was another great college quarterback. Didn't kind of equate to the pros, but another great college quarterback. He was their coach. I can't remember, but he went from quarterback's coach to offensive coordinator to head coach in 5 years. And that's pretty remarkable. It really is.
Don't worry. We got a coattail to ride. Your brother next.
So, yes, no doubt.
Big shout out to you, Quan. So, don't forget about your boys. So we got the U coming to Florida State, to Tallahassee, baby. Big game. Hold it. I ain't picking that yet. We picked that last. All right. That's the big game of the week. All right. So be thankful.
I kind of already picked it, but that's okay.
Yeah, I stopped you. I talked really loud so they didn't hear what you said. So,
okay. All right.
Mississippi State, South Carolina. At South Carolina.
I'm on South Carolina. It's Mississippi.
It is. It's Mississippi State, and they suck. So Tennessee going to Missouri. All right. Missouri's no longer undefeated.
Mizzou.
I got Mizzou, man. I'm a believer, man. These boys are the real deal, at least this season. I ain't saying they are here to stay, but this season these boys got a really good team.
Florida and
Georgia, and this is what they call the longest tailgate of the South or something like that. They call it.
I never heard of that. I didn't know that.
Longest tailgate. So it is.
Why?
It is. Well, it's offsite. It's played in Jacksonville.
And okay.
I think they literally set up like the longest tailgate. It's like miles long or something like that.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So it's a big drunk fest is really what it is.
Okay. So,
Florida and Georgia, who you got?
This is a tough one. And it's tough because I know how you feel about Florida and their head coach. And I'm starting to agree with you. But Georgia has a whole bunch of injuries.
They do.
But to me, this is a toying toss. A toying call.
What is that? What's a toying call?
I'm sleeping. I'm sleeping. What's the other thing I said? Notre Dame game?
Notre Dame game.
Yeah. I'm sleeping. Don't judge me. This is a coin toss. I'm going to go with the home team. Who plays at home?
Nobody. It's in Jacksonville, Florida.
You know what? You just said that.
It's
a
neutral site.
What school is closer to Jacksonville?
I think they're literally about the same distance from each other. I assume Gainesville will have to be a little bit closer.
I'm going to go to Florida.
You know me. I'm going with Georgia. Florida has a defensive coordinator pair.
Yes.
Ryan is a head coach.
Yes.
Mark Witt can't win the big games, but at least he's a true head coach.
Yeah. I feel sorry for Mark Witt this year, man. I really do. Because he was such on a hot seat. He's really good. I mean, he's not a bad coach. No. Up until we got our coach, I would have taken him.
Yes, I would have. No, I don't know.
I mean, up until we got Gus, I believe over Chizik. I would take Marcus over Chizik.
Oh, yeah.
I would take him over Chizik.
I agree. But I have none for Muschamp. He's a head. He's a defensive coordinator. He's a defensive coordinator for decent schools, not even great schools. All right, so the big game is the U at Florida State. Bama does not play next week. Obviously, Bama is off next week. And, of course, we play Arkansas, and we don't pick our games. Again, I think we go in there. It should be a very competitive football game. And I think Arkansas still has a lot of weapons that were recruited under Booty on the Motorcycle. But it should still be a competitive game. But, all right, Famous Jameis versus the U. Who you got?
I have Famous. Just looking at everything in, I know everybody has, no, everybody don't have off weeks because, you know, let's be real, Alabama's off week, they're still putting up 35-40.
That's right.
You know, and for Miami to go to the wire, Miami almost got beat.
Yes. Not,
I mean, they probably should have lost to Wake Forest. We're talking about a basketball school here, bro.
That's right. We're not talking about a football team.
Yeah, we're talking about a basketball school. So if Miami struggled with them, I don't want to say it is because I think what happened at Clemson was just. I mean, I can't even put that into words. But what happened to Clemson in the fashion, in the manner it happened to them, could possibly carry over to Miami.
Miami going to get beat by a minimum of 21 points. Miami going to get blown out by a minimum of 21. Famous Jameis is going to go ridiculous on them. Because I'm with you, I think they a tad bit overrated. They have a solid offense. I mean, they have a solid running back. I like Duke Johnson. I like his name is Duke Johnson. That's a name to have for a running back. But Duke can only do so much. I think they could very well get blown out, man. Yeah. So, all right, you got it. That's our picks for the week. All right, man, listen, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to come back. We're going to give you a quick. We ain't going to go into a lot of detail on a lot of these NFL games. So, y'all just have to deal with us. I'm sorry. But we told y'all from the start, we love college football. So, you knew what to expect when we started this thing. All right, so we're going to come back. We're going to hit you a few of the games. You know we're going to hit the Cowboys. I suffered what Drake suffered last week. Thought that we had a game wrapped up today and to only have my heart ripped out of me by a team coming down in the last minute and scoring and blowing us, going on and knocking us out, man. So we're going to come back. We'll hit some of this NFL talk, man, and wrap this show up. So sit tight. It's your boy, Kingpin, Big Drake, Made Men Radio Show. You know how we do it, baby.
Yeah.
Atmosphere is crazy. Everybody feel the same. And man, if you ain't feeling this, then you a certified lame. I came in the name of the one who sent me. Pulling up clean in an all black Bentley. Close the door gently. Step out stunning. We done covered all charges. So everybody coming long line outside. Be patient, no skipping. Extra police case, people start tripping. Leave your gun home and put your dope away. You don't really need all that to party anyway. Now, oh my God. Christians walk around acting like they club owners. Even the DJ is with them Christians. And when he yells, switch, she Christian switches. Man, you either wanna be one or be with